Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sure. A picture of Jesse Owens winning one of the many races he won. And I think Hitler's in the background. And like, that's the whole story behind, you know, 36 and Jesse Owens.
Can I get in trouble for searching that on the work computer?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a name you're supposed to say.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but I think that's a famous one too.
That's a great one. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, I think I've seen it.
Does NFL really have?
And then there's the one where, I forgot about this one. He's on the podium and is it bronze medalist is doing the Nazi sign right behind him during the medal ceremony.
Does the NFL really have photos like that? Just off the top of your head.
There's one.
the
cigarette.
Oh, yeah, he's sitting on the bench.
What's his name? He's got like a cigarette dangling out of his mouth.
Well, you know the one for the NFL that you guys aren't going to like. And I'm thinking a championship, but okay. It's Namath. That might still to this day. That might be the most.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, I'll take the catch.
I'm thinking championship. Dwight Clark was an NFC championship.
But as far as like iconic pictures.
Iconic pictures.
I think Dwight Clark is.
Well, when I said Jordan, I was thinking championship.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
NFL got a lot of regular. Hell yeah, NFL got a lot.
So now I'm looking at him. There's that Y.A. Tittle picture where he's on his knees. Like, you've seen this one a lot. It's a black and white picture. He's on his knees. He's bleeding. He looked like he just got thrown off the top of Hell in a Cell. But I think Jesse's got a point, though. I don't think the NFL
got anything past when they didn't wear 33 to a quarterback.
I put Namath.
Overrated, by the way.
Very,
hold on. If you're gonna fight on that, I have to
I'm
make
not
no.
Fighting.
Hold
I'm
on.
Just saying, nobody asked.
I know. The most overrated.
Okay, I had to look.
Athlete of all time.
He turned his life around after that Susie Colbert interview.
Great for him. Good for him. I'm glad. Good for Joe Namath.
That doesn't mean he's not overrated.
Well, we don't have to bring it up.
Overrated.
Oh, so because he turned his life around, we don't have to bring up that he's overrated? Is T.O.'s pick? Is T.O. on the star iconic?
Yeah.
It is.
Like T.O.
I don't know if it's iconic.
No? Okay.
It's like the picture we've talked about, like the Jordan one, oddly, like Jesse Owens stuff, like that stuff is just boom,
live
right
forever.
There, like just instantly in your mind.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, like in those
terms. NFL really does not have them.
When you think about them in those terms, like Ali, Jordan clutching the championship, Jesse Owens, there's not a lot of them.
Kobe's got really the one where he's sitting over the title.
That's a good one. That's a, for a generation.
Man, that picture.
Yeah. Give it a few more decades and it'll still live on, I think.
That picture of Mike and the trophy is crazy. With the tear, like with the full-on cry.
Yeah.
There's, so again, now just looking at iconic pictures, there's the free throw line picture. the dunk contest. Well,
Jordan's got seven.
Well, there's the dunk contest, but you got the Dwayne Wade, LeBron James alley-oop picture. And then there, I don't know why, but there is one. There's a bottle with Magic and Larry that NBA fan has seen. I don't know what it's from, what game it's from, what year it is, but see it in every single documentary video package about Magic or even about the NBA. Mm-hmm. You'll see that single picture. I don't know why that one stands out. Maybe it's because it's a very clear look at like both of them and you can see the jerseys and the numbers. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
That is iconic too.
Is Barry standing up after hitting his home run?
Nah, that don't.
barry ignoring his son at home plate is legendary. That's the thing about that home run I remember the most is his son's waiting there for him, and Barry just ignores his ass.
Move, kid.
Beat it, kid.
He's doing the thing. I don't know if he's talking to dad, talking to who. He crosses the plate and barely acknowledges he has a child in front of him.
Get out the way. Who hit the home run, me or you?
B. Perry brings up. Oh, that Fox and Sabonis hugging picture sure.
We all remember where we were. We all do.
The hug heard around the world.
Bro, I remember watching that game. I was sitting next to Chris. I was like, yeah, this is different. They don't do this, blah, blah, blah. And then it's the hug, and yeah, that was it.
That's tough.
Another thing while we're going down memory lane, do you know what happened? Maybe if you unblock me, you see this one. You know what happened 9 years ago today?
Not worth it. 9 years ago, it is 2016, June 2016.
June. This is Cavs.
I mean, I assume it's not Cavs Warriors. So, what?
It is Cavs Warriors.
Oh,
Game 5, and somebody posted the stat line.
Game 5 was the what? That was the one without Draymond, right?
Yeah, and they posted a stat line of LeBron and Kyrie going for 41 apiece.
Oh, wow.
And I had tweeted out, I was like, yo, this actually might be one of the most underrated performances. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Season on the line.
That's crazy.
And these boys went for 41 apiece.
Well, I was going to say, we see that graphic every year. That's like a meme at this point now for like, other people.
Yeah, when somebody's going off. Yeah. Or two people are like going crazy. I had to sit back and just kind of think about that. And you guys remember the scenario. Warriors go up 3-1. Draymond suspended, but they got him at the Oakland Coliseum. Everybody's preparing for a party. Like, it's done. Mm-hmm. And both of them, not one of them, both of those boys go for 41.
Mm-hmm.
And the series miraculously ends after that somehow, some way. It was just over.
And Draymond doesn't play another game, right?
Yeah, there was never a game 6 or a game 7. It was just over. It was crazy.
Kyrie was 17 of 24 in that game. God bless it. 5 threes on 7 attempts. LeBron James was 16 of 34 threes on 8 attempts. 82 points from those two.
And even without Draymond, this is still the 73-9 Warriors at home.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody talking about Oracle. In Oracle, that place was a madhouse to start the game. Like the first quarter.
No, Oracle's crazy.
Yeah.
Oracle is crazy.
That specific night was crazy.
The Chase
too.
Center is ass.
Well, yeah,
Oracle is legit. I'll never say a bad thing about the crowd at Oracle.
Yeah.
Chase Center, that's a different story.
Oracle has a soul. Chase Center does not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a culture there.
Oracle was going crazy. Like, in that first quarter, they were going crazy. They wanted to win that game and celebrate so bad. And Kyrie and LeBron just went.
Unblocking you is fun. Because I see stuff that I just might not see all of the time. Of course, I don't spend any time on Twitter, but all the people who are rooting for me to fail at the end of the day, they have to wake up tomorrow and have the same life that they had before they woke up today.
Bron
was not having it. Got to get back to the real world. Go work your 9-to-9 job, peasant. That's funny.
Yeah, man.
That is funny.
Look, speaking of those photos, though, because shout out Elijah Hicks somewhere on a
who
private
knows?
Island somewhere. Yeah. He was like
Jordan. His private island.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan crying at the end of the 96 finals on Father's Day.
Oh, that there's something beautiful about 91. Mm-hmm. There's something really, really painful about 96.
Yeah, 96 was tough. I was like, watching something about that last night. He was crying during the interview.
He's heaving, mm-hmm. like on the ground. Stupid ass Randy Brown trying to take the basketball from him. Like, you idiot, get away from me. And you can open. Mike, you got the last one. You got the last. I'm going to get all of them, bitch. Move. And Mike goes to that locker room and the camera catches him. And man, that's one of the few moments. Like I always say, Dirk doing what he did was frustrating. I wanted to see Dirk's reaction to winning a championship. I thought it was a big deal. The Mike moment felt invasive.
Yeah, it was almost like get the camera out of
him. We all knew what it was. Mm. Like, leave him alone. Mm. And like, God, thinking about that's again, 91 is beautiful. 96 is painful.
Yeah.
It is painful to watch.
That's tough. Another iconic, like I said, Mike probably got like five. The Shrug is up there too.
Oh, Shrug is absolutely up there. Shrug. There isn't I was going to say basketball player. There isn't a sports fan that hasn't mimicked that Shrug at some point. Basketball player, when you were sorry like I was, you hit two shots in a row. You might hit that Shrug. But, yeah, everybody has tried to mimic that joint.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask Jesse, you too, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you, how many of those Bron got?
Jordan's got so many because there wasn't TVs and all that stuff before then.
I'm just asking a
question. Like what? Will's got no moments either. Will's got no pictures either, besides that little sorry ass 100.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you trying to do that? I'm all, oh my gosh, bro.
How many LeBron got?
Are we talking images? What are we talking
images,
about? Moments.
Images
he's
and
got,
moments.
He's got the block.
Yes.
He's got the Dwayne Wade alley-oop joint that we just talked about.
Here we go.
No, don't make that. Don't face do that. Stop.
Dwayne Wade is part of
that. No, but that's.
We're talking about all Jordan. Jordan,
who is,
ain't nobody
who's flying in the back.
You know what else Jordan got? Shot on Elo. Bulls win. Bulls
what
win.
What are you doing?
Bulls win. No! The part where I'm just pointing out, like, I'm prepared to the conversation.
What are you doing with him?
He got that one.
We didn't even talk about the last shot.
Well, you guys got it. Jordan's the GOAT because he's got more pictures.
No. It's not even the last shot. It's the shot in Utah.
It's the last shot.
It's
watch
the
your
shot
mouth.
In Utah.
Watch your mouth. It's the last shot.
We got LeBron blinking at the camera when Dwayne Wade or Draymond Green, someone poked his eyes out.
What about when LeBron was laying under the basket after J.J. Barea just
oh, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah,
you know, he's just sitting there, couldn't believe J.J. Barea just
locked him
up.
How many memes does MJ have, huh? How about that? How many memes?
LeBron got him grabbing the purse and walking out with the short suit on. He got that one.
Reading any book, whenever that was caught on camera.
Getting off the plane in the Ultimate Warrior shirt. He got that one.
I saw three rims.
Yeah, it's all three rims. Yep.
The orchestrated celebration after beating the Warriors. Well, he didn't really orchestrate it.
Kevin Love orchestrated.
Kevin Love did too.
Kevin said, LeBron, "Let me find LeBron."
Hey, all right. LeBron really had tears like that at that moment.
What, you thought they were Kings clinch playoff spot tears?
Snap.
I'm asking for reference. I'm asking for reference.
Portland tears or real tears?
Remember, his wrist had just been shattered about 20 minutes before. And that was fine. He's twirling the title around with the wrist.
I think that was real. I think LeBron's emotion was real.
Okay.
I think LeBron's emotion was real.
Okay. Hey, for as bad as they talk about Jason Tatum, that whole Cleveland, this is for you, that was trash. Like, we can all.
Oh, no, that was bad.
That was garbage.
Yeah,
that was corny.
That was absolutely bad.
You know what we.
That was awful.
You know, only make fun of that, though.
There isn't even, I'm not trying to.
There's so many other things to make fun of LeBron. How many times has Michael read Malcolm X or seen The Godfather? How many times has Mike used the word Negro in a sentence at a press conference?
The other.
That man said the plight of the Negro. Bro, what? What? LeBron. Just sitting there.
LeBron, hilarious, hold, bro.
Holding the book. Holding the book for no goddamn reason. Just holding the book. Looking up.
LeBron, hey, that.
That was 2020, right? Those were like all the Zooms in front of him. Oh, my God.
No, that's one
man.
Of the funniest dudes sports
has
ever seen.
Oh, my God.
He's hilarious. You know what LeBron did, though?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Favorite line from The Godfather, LeBron?
Oh, man, just too many of you. Too many of them.
No, just one, Bron. Just one.
You know what LeBron also did that it's no shade to him or nothing, but he didn't give us the Jordan moment after the first title. We thought we would get that because he had been through a lot. He had been through a lot, and he was just like jumping around like, yeah.
Well, we got it's about damn time, right? That's kind of the video.
That is what he said. Yeah, it's about
another
damn time.
Corny line. Jeez.
Yeah.
Stinks. Maybe Jordan is the
but you know, a bunch of people tuned in to see how he was going to react.
Oh, for sure. Just, yeah, I as a shoot, I wanted more. Yeah, I wanted more.
Is this a factor you got on the screen?
Oh, no, that's a shoot. Soren says, Katie has read more of Malcolm X than LeBron. That's a shoot. She reads the autobiography and takes notes, like, and then asks questions later. That's an absolute shoot.
I times KG.
She has never once said Plight of the Negro to me once. Not once.
Oh, man. All right. We can start the show when we come back.
I doubt it. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. All right. Let's see what TC got cooking up today. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's good, TC?
Oh, man, just vibing with the homies. Before we get started, Chatty House, to my two brothers, man, I want to say happy early Father's Day, man, to all the fathers.
I appreciate you, too, man. You're a father as well, TC, right?
Yeah.
Right, happy Father's Day, bro.
Happy Father's Day, my guy.
Thank you, big dogs. So, hey, I got a few, right? So, actually, let's get started with the Boston, right? So, I know everybody ain't in on Drew Holiday like me, right? So, but what if Drew Holiday, what if they was like, give us DeRozan, and I worked it out and it works. And they said, you know what, we're going to give y'all Drew and we're going to give y'all our 28 pick. Jesse, what you think about that? I know it's a late round, but, man, that's like the 28th pick and Drew Holiday for DeRozan, bro?
No.
I mean, I feel like that's a steal.
No, the Celtics are looking for a first for Drew.
Oh, they were looking for a first for Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I misheard that then. So, look, check it out.
What if – so we'll send you to Spurs 27.
Yeah, let me go back to
go the back to the drawing board, TC. Yeah, hit us back when you got it worked out. Go.
Hey, I got it right now. Kenny, look, check it out. Kenny was talking about – okay, hold on. So Kenny was talking about Jordan Poole. Everybody don't like Jordan Poole like that, though. But what if you got a deal like this and it worked? Zach LaVine going to – Washington for Jordan Poole and Marcus Smart at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm with that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, at this point, two for one, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm okay. That's how I would like a Marcus Smart acquisition is with another person that I think, you know, can be one of your top guards. I look at Jordan Poole that way. I'm might be in the minority.
You look at Jordan Poole as what?
He can be your starting point guard.
Okay.
And he has a lot of potential. He's still young. And we talked about it a little bit on the handoff. Just the perception of a Jordan Poole as opposed to or the perception nationally or, you know, people outside who watch basketball and think about Jordan Poole compared to, you know, I read some articles on him last night from the, you know, James Hams of and the Will Z's of the Wizards. And they're like, Jordan Poole was actually pretty good this year. Like, he was actually really good as far as his production, his growth as a player, his growth as a leader. He said it's not – nobody's going to think so because of the – record the team had, but that's not on him. They're like, Jordan Poole did a really, really good job this year. And they had a bunch of positive things to say about him. So, you know, the thought process behind Jordan Poole is that he's a gunner, he's a chucker, he's all this other stuff. And then some of that may still be true and may be the case. But the people closest to the situation will tell you it seems like he's grown a lot in the last year and a half or so. I take a chance on Jordan Poole. That was the – then the reason why all this came up is because I think one Bavada or something has him the odds for his next team. The Magic are one. The Kings are two. So,
do you think that's just need?
Could be, yeah. I mean, that also coincides with a report earlier in the week that Washington is open to moving him. So take that for what it's worth. It could just be anything, but that's – that got out there this week that they may be looking to move him. So,
31.8 due to Jordan Poole this year, 34 in the 26-27 season. He's an unrestricted free agent after that. Those are the financial ramifications to a Jordan Poole trade.
James said if you're going to bring – because he was not in favor of bringing in Jordan Poole. He said if
– I'm stunned to hear that. Like, I am floored. I was expecting a lot of things in this conversation, and that wasn't one of them.
James said if you're bringing in Poole, you might as well just keep Malik Monk at the point guard position. And I don't agree with
so
that.
So I was going to –
I understand it, but I don't agree with that.
So – Jordan, I'm going to use this word because it's funny and it's kind of a bit and it's stuck with us. Jordan's not an organizer, right? He's not like Fred Van Vliet.
No.
He's a scorer who will then facilitate. So he's almost I'm not trying to defend what James said, because I don't agree with him. But he's a better Malik Monk.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Whereas I think some people, perhaps James, think you need the organizer. You need the Drew Holiday, the Fred VanVleet. You need a better defender, which I think a lot of people are hanging their hat on as well.
Yeah, and I understand that. I was thinking about this today, though, man. I understand that. I like Drew Holiday. Just the way that I go about things. If Drew Holiday became a Sacramento King, I would look for ways where it could work. You know what I mean? That's as opposed to it's never going to work. Like, all right, well, how does this work? Can this happen? Can X happen? And these guys play this way and Doug Christie gets with them and it works out. So that's always going to be my first slam. But I was like, man, this kind of goes along the lines of what Jesse talks about too. Look, man, you guys say whatever you want about me. You need a bucket getter, bro. You need somebody that is going to score anytime, any place, on anybody.
But do you? Yes. Like when you say that's what you need, like that's the first thing you think the Sacramento Kings need.
Yes. Because Sabonis ain't going to do it.
We know that.
Zach LaVine can do it, but like I've said before, I don't trust him night in, night out. I haven't seen that yet, where I trust him night in and night out. And like I said, we're not in the East. You can't just hard work and grit and grind and Davion Mitchell your way to the playoffs in the West. 6 and 7 in the West was Anthony Edwards and Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just, oh, man, we just, you know, tough nose. We're going to get it. Not in the West, bro. Not in the West. Mm-hmm. That's gonna, as far as trying to get to the playoffs and stuff, you might be able to do that and be a 8, 9, 10 seed. But you need somebody that can go shot for shot with Anthony Edwards and Steph Curry. And you would think, in theory, Zach LaVine might be that guy. But I don't trust him. Sabonis isn't that guy. You get Drew Holiday in here, he's not that guy. So that's why I'm more apt to like kind of going for the gusto. And whether Trey's that guy, LaMelo, even Jordan Poole. I look at Jordan Poole a little bit more as untapped potential, as opposed to a finished product.
I understand that.
You know, that's a risk that. As well. But I feel like...
He's only 26 years old.
Yeah, I feel like he showed a whole lot in Golden State. It went wrong. Had an experience.
Wonder why.
Had an experience that kind of changed some things a little bit. He got his legs back under him in Washington. Then you'd be betting on you're getting a pull that's closer back to the trajectory he was when he was in Golden State. He's 26 years old now. He's a little older, a little bit more mature. You get him with Doug Christie. You get some good players around him, and maybe you might be able to strike gold with a Jordan Poole because his talent is there. His talent's phenomenal.
Okay. Do you think let me investigate this a little further. You think they're trying to, it's just a matter, do you think they're trying to move off the next 2 years, the money?
The Wizards. Yes.
Okay.
I think they're in a position to move off the next 2 years, clear the books as much as possible, gain assets. Like, that's the mode they're in right now.
Okay. Well, I guess when you're that bad of a basketball team, it's not the worst. I'm just kind of...
Because how much does he have left on that contract?
Think they give up that 18?
The
Wizards. They have 6 and 18.
And you get Jordan Poole?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't think so because
Do you think someone willingly takes Jordan Poole? Do you think he's done enough where someone's like, yes, I need Jordan Poole on this team? Or it's like, yeah, I'll give Jordan Poole a shot. I'll take that 60 plus million from you. But I want that too. You got six. We're taking 60 from you. Give me that. And we'll send back whatever we have to do to make the money work, and we'll make sure that it's gone next year.
I think there should be somebody that should. Will they? Your question? I don't know. Like, I think the Kings should be looking at it that way.
Well, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. My question was, do you think...
Without saying, I'll take it, but give me the draft picks.
I'd ask for it.
Oh, yeah. We'd ask for it, for sure.
And I'd push for it.
Washington says no. Because Washington...
I'm going to push a little bit.
Washington...
Because the Kings really want in the draft. Mm-hmm. The first round of the draft. I'd push a little bit.
I would, too. I think that'd be too much if I was Washington. Like, what do I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't have to get rid of Jordan Poole right now.
But if you can't accomplish what you're setting out to accomplish this offseason without trading him. If you're trying to do what you just said, clear the books, get assets. You can't do that with.
That's one contract, and there's still a floor.
I'll give you the Spurs 2027. And you give me this 18.
If I'm Washington, I would like to. I don't have to. Like, I got a bunch of rookies and second-year players on the roster. There's a floor I still have to reach, you know, for salary cap. I don't have to. Like, and especially if I'm trying to gain assets.
And he'll be just as valuable next year, if not more valuable.
Mm-hmm. I'll just be bad again, and we'll do this all over again.
But I still think Jordan has a certain perception.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And it might take some work to... I don't know that a team just takes that contract. I don't know that he's there yet. I know you like him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people there are like you. Let me ask this question also. If Scott Perry didn't like Trae Young, why the hell would he like Jordan Poole?
He might not. And I think Scott Perry, I'd like to see what
needs to
what
change his standards.
Yeah. Like to see what, because like I said, I don't know. You're not gonna grit and grind your way to the playoffs in the West right now. Like it's just there's too many top level scorers, multiple on a lot of teams. Like you're not gonna we're just gonna do the dirty work and nobody averages above 17 points per game, but we defend. Mm. All right, man. That's not it. That's not it. And Zach LaVine, I mean, he gives you the numbers, and I like what he brings to the table. But I've often said a number of times, as much as I like him, I don't think he's like a number one. He's got the talent for a number one. His mentality, I wouldn't want him as a number one guy.
Wait, who?
Zach LaVine.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want him as a number one guy.
Yeah.
So, and I wouldn't want Sabonis as a two or three.
So this, but that's the,
well, I'd want him as a three, but I wouldn't want him as a one or two, which is where he's at right now.
Which is, and Jordan's not a one. Oh, stop.
He's not a one. I think, but I'm banking on potential. When he was,
you think he could put, when you think he could potentially be a one?
When he was in Golden State, it was there. It was like, yo, this dude's next. Like, just they're going to hand the torch off to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's next.
Yeah.
So he has the ability. Once again, a traumatic something mm-hmm. happened.
Mm-hmm.
He changed a little bit. He was also immature as a player. Like, his gameplay was immature as well. So, you know, a lot of that success came quick. He had to learn from it. And I'm banking on the fact that he has learned a little bit. His game has matured a little bit. And the skills are still there. It's a gamble. I'm not saying he's that right now. But also, if you get a situation where you have, let's just say, three potential number twos, that might be enough to get you to the playoffs. Eventually, to like get to a championship level, you're going to need a certified one, I believe. But I'm not even saying championship right now with the Kings. How we get back to being a winning basketball team. And Poole... Who knows? You may move LaVine, you know, and mm-hmm. get somebody that fits a little better around Jordan Poole and Domantas Sabonis or something like that. Like the other thing about it is the Jordan Poole move, just like everything else, isn't the end.
Yeah.
It's not the end. It's just part of what you're trying to do. And that's how I look at acquiring Jordan Poole.
We think, say that emphatically, we think we know that Scott's not really big on Trey. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out why he'd be big on Jordan.
That's a fair point.
I just can't figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. if Scott's not big on Trey, but he's big on Drew Holiday, I get that. Mm-hmm. I get it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get it. It's two very distinctively different players that just happen to play the same position. It's two really good players who offer you something completely different. I understand. Trey to Jordan, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that at all. Any of those two to Drew Holiday, I understand. There's a difference there. There's a handful of names that, you know, you could discuss that are, you know, not quite on that level of a type move, you know, that I would understand, like a Jordan Clarkson acquisition. Like, I would understand that. I would understand. You know, Darius Garland is kind of a hybrid between all of these. He's a better defender than Trey. He's not as good of a scorer as Trey. He's not as good of a defender as Drew Holiday is. Mm-hmm. He can kind of do all things good, but maybe isn't. I think he's a good scorer. I think he's a really good scorer, actually. But he's not the scorer that Trey is. He's not the defender Drew is. But he's, I'm not trying to diminish at all, but he's kind of a happy medium between the two. Mm-hmm.
I did this exercise during the handoff. I'll do it with you and see what you think. Because obviously, as you can see, when I say Jordan Poole, a lot of people are like, no, no. So I was like, I just went through the list. And I went through the whole NBA. We have a category of unavailable point guards.
Okay.
Brunson, Halliburton, Cade, Maxey, SGA, Luka, Steph, Ja, Scoot, Fox, Murray, Jamal Murray. I put Jalen Suggs and Garland in there based on some of the things that I read. I was listening to Matt's Locked On with the Cavs guy, and he told us yesterday they are probably leaning more towards going running it back with Garland and Mitchell at least one more time.
So makes complete sense to me.
So I put him in unavailable. I put Garland in unavailable.
Makes sense.
Said no to Holiday, Trey, LaMelo, Poole, James Harden.
Okay.
That leaves.
Okay.
Sexton, McCollum, Trey Jones, Conley, Van Fleet, Brooklyn point guard, who I don't even know is, RJ Barrett, Kobe White, and Davion Mitchell.
Brooklyn point guard is hilarious and insulting.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, between unavailable and the five, six people have already said no to, that's what it leaves you with.
Great. That's good. What do we do now?
I think Scott Perry and some of the fan base should revisit some of the people you said no to.
Do we know?
There are players in the that leave section. There are people that I do like, though.
I'm going to say something y'all are going to effing hate.
Who's y'all?
You're not.
Me or
you
them?
Are not. Everybody else is going to.
Okay.
The beauty is, I don't care. Direct your hate to @KingKC_.
Why me?
Because I'm not going to see it. Russell Westbrook is opting out of his deal. Reports are. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook is going to opt out of the final year of his contract in Denver. I think it's a $3 million, whatever. To me, could be wrong. We are weeks away from the start of the new league year. We're weeks away from free agency. It's June 30th. Mm-hmm. That leads me to believe Russell Westbrook. M2. Maybe Russell Wilson does too. Russell Westbrook and his agent if he wants to continue to play basketball, have a pretty strong inclination that there is another team out there who will at the very least sign him for that $3-something million. I don't know that it's Sacramento, but Russell Westbrook in Sacramento works.
I'd love to have Russell Westbrook. You're right. I do like that. I'd like him as a backup.
So would I.
Yeah.
So would I.
But I'd jump on that in a second, especially if it's $5-6 million, you know, a year, 2 years, $5-6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. I hadn't even really thought about it, but would you have a club option for a third or something like that? I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah. I don't think so. I think it'd be similar to what I think it'd be 1-1, just like he did. I think Russ is signing 1-1 deals the rest of his career, if not just one deals. Mm. I Russ is clearly close to retirement. Mm-hmm. Westbrook has a ton of other interests outside of professional basketball, but he still clearly loves professional basketball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be all for it.
He was a backup in Denver who stepped in and was massive for what the Nuggets did during the regular season. You could pick apart the playoffs all you want to. It was us who said if Russ isn't good, they can't win. Mm-hmm. And the way that Russ is, it's like one here, too bad, one good, too bad. That's probably not going to win you a series, especially when you're going against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And when you look at the games that the Denver did win in that series, Russ was fantastic. So having him as part of that, you know, use a term you don't really use in basketball, the point guard room, mm-hmm. man, that could be huge for whoever the point guard is. You've got to find out who the one is. But if for some reason Russell Westbrook has to step in for you, I absolutely believe that he can.
Yeah.
And I do not care who disagrees with that. You can be mad. Scream at the clouds. Scream at Kenny. Tag Kenny.
Don't scream at me. I'm going to tell you shut the hell up.
Don't tag me because I promise you I won't see it.
I'm going to tell you shut the hell up.
But to me, in that role, like, it works. And at some point, the Kings fans who hate everything from LaMelo to Trey to Jordan to Drew, y'all are going to have to decide on something. Otherwise, Malik Monk is going to be your starting point guard next year. Zach LaVine is going to be your two guard. DeMar DeRozan is going to be there somewhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're gonna have like you're gonna find a way to bitch and moan about something. Mm-hmm. It's the question that we've asked. If not A, then who? If not Trey, if not Russ, if not Jordan, if not LaMelo, then who? And no one can make up their mind.
And you talked about it a couple of different times during the week, but even more than King's Twitter and people in the chatty house, Scott Perry's going to have to answer those questions.
Yeah.
If you don't like Trey, if you don't Poole.
That's right.
Who do you like?
That's right.
And whoever you like, is that going to get you where you're trying to go? Because you might have to be a little flexible. Might have to be a little flexible. This isn't a perfect situation that you're in. There's some things you got to maneuver. So you might have to be a little flexible with how you go about some things. Poor Damian. I saw earlier things that we had tried to talk about for 3 days that were at the bottom. He said, no, we're moving it to the top and we're talking about it.
Still haven't.
It's good work.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was. We were talking about Kenny's wine fridge instead.
Yeah, that
blew past the break.
And then the
history of beef.
I don't like how you said
then,
that.
What was it? The history of beef or the beef history or whatever it was?
The worldwide history on beef.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You don't like how he said it. It's exactly what you did.
He said it kind of crazy.
I don't think he did. I think he said exactly what you said.
Some of those videos are weird. They got weird beefs in there.
He said, see, look, he said it again. What? He was like, oh, yeah, Kenny out here watching a beef's video.
Well, you were.
That's what it was. Sometimes
Were you or were you not? Were you or were you not?
People not seeing eye to eye.
How many times are you going to lie in a single show?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Literally had to text your wife to get you to text her. What was the name? Then she turned on me.
I don't know who this guy is, by the way. Never seen him before. I turned real quick and I thought it was Alonzo
Byron Sproul. He is the NBA president of league operations.
Never seen this guy.
It looks like he talks like this. he looks like someone who Gina would date after she broke up with Martin. That's who he looks like. You remember in Brown Sugar where he walks in on his wife having the date? Oh, Richard. Richard, we are celebrating my divorce. That's an underrated movie.
Brown Sugar, really good movie. It was just loving basketball with music.
Yeah, pretty much.
I enjoy them both, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And Mos Def.
Yep.
Eddie Gonzalez joins us in about 30 minutes. We'll have fun with him. We'll continue to talk Kings. Big weekend ahead for your boy. Not me. I'm talking about Kenny. Y'all know why.
You see the hat. You know the vibes.
Well, you wore it yesterday, right?
Well, I was just fine until somebody turned the channel.
Yeah, it's on me. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320. I'm going to get shot down by the feds looking up some of this stuff, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know what you're even talking about. I didn't send you that way.
What are you looking up, Damian?
Oh, don't do that.
What?
And there's different... I'm looking up the... We got to come up with a new name for this.
Well,
joint, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the Superbox TV box.
What's up? What's up, man?
Clear. Hey.
Hey.
Next play has been run.
What the hell?
Next play has been run.
It made me laugh, but play on.
Next play has been run. Yeah, the feds are probably like, uh-oh, we got one. Dana White somewhere. Yeah, we got him. We're watching him right now.
Dana White.
Yeah, we got the feds watching him. As soon as he hits go, he's done. All right, nerd.
Never did get that guy, huh, Dana? Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Eddie Gonzalez joins us in about a little less than 30 minutes. Go ahead. I know you're excited for the weekend. Get your stuff off.
You know?
A bad day yesterday.
It was a bad day.
That we all lived through together.
Our guy Bonte, he did say something that made me... He was right. Even though I called for what I called for.
Mm-hmm. Called for a sweep.
Called for a sweep.
Yep.
Didn't get it.
Called them scrubs.
And they only won 13 games.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong, sir. I just said that's what you called them.
Maybe it's a little PTSD, but okay. Colorado's a tough place to win. traditionally has been for the Kings or for the Giants.
And Kings too.
Yeah, for sure. Take your 2 out of 3, then let's move on to this Dodger series.
Well, yeah, you put yourself in position if you handle business here. You can still come out of the series in first, no?
Yeah. Yeah, you take 2 out of 3 and you come.
They're a game back right now.
Yeah, you come way tied. Tied for the NOS lead. So it was frustrating. I mean, the situation made it even more frustrating because you were up 7-2. So
Damien turned the game on after that.
No, it was 7-5 when I turned game on.
Oh, 7-5 Giants. Let me turn it on and see the celebration. Yeah. All right.
So let's be clear. Did you watch the comeback live? Because you're not Giants. I am.
I did. I had it on the whole day.
No, not yesterday's game. The game before.
Well, when no, it was, not live. No.
Yeah. Now, who did? Me. I'm Giants.
Did you watch the next day's comeback live?
Yeah.
See, I guess he is Giants. I do. Guess the guy is Giants.
Oh, I thought you meant the Rockies comeback because I saw that live.
They came back in game 2. The Giants did.
Oh no!
They were down 5-2, I think, in that game.
I thought that was the one I watched. Same thing happened in back to back games.
Yeah, they were down 5-2.
I just assumed they beat them 10-0 the second game.
10-7. They were down 5-2, I think, in the seventh inning. Came back to win that game. Mm. But yeah, traditionally, it's a house of horrors for.
Oh dear.
Horrors, not okay. Yeah, gonna be not, there.
Well, okay.
Come on, man! It's so crazy, man.
Hey, bro! Like you got to play through it, cause like, what am I gonna dump that?
Well, no.
So stressing Jesse out in there.
You said what you said. It's good. So we know what you said.
So traditionally, that's always been an issue. You got 2 out of 3 there. You're going to Chavez Ravine and try and win that series. You know what I mean? And I think you got Logan Webb.
First series of the year, right?
I think you got Logan Webb and Robbie Ray going this series.
Logan Webb today versus Yamamoto.
Yamamoto been crazy this year, too. Yamamoto been kind of crazy. But I'll take Logan Webb. Logan Webb. And then Robbie Ray, who was, I think, the picture of the month or something like that in May. Mm-hmm. He's been cooking. He's been dealing. So I'll take those two. Absolutely. Absolutely. Handle business this weekend. Like you said, you mentioned, you asked the question. Yes, first meeting of the season. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this. So, actually, Robbie Ray is not going. What happened? I thought it'd be his day. It's Wade Rump and Kyle Harrison.
Oh, hey.
I mean, all right, man.
You think Kyle Harrison needs to hear that right now?
Let's pick it up, Kyle. Let's pick it up, big dog. Let's pick it up. That's all I'm going to say. He hasn't been terrible, but I need him to pick it up when you're going. When you're trying to win a division, I need you at the top of your game, Kyle Harrison. So, come on.
You know where I'm going on the 4th of July? A Mariners game.
Wait, what?
Who are they playing?
The Pirates.
Ooh, maybe you get Paul Skenes that day.
Yeah, the Mariners and
you're going to Seattle?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be at a Mariners game on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Couldn't have predicted that, but.
Should be a good time, though. I heard it's a good ballpark.
Text my brother Charles.
Been,
like, hey,
you've been to Seattle, right?
I have. Yeah. I've never been to I haven't been to that part. I've been to. I went to a Seahawks Cowboys game once.
Of course.
Long time ago. Russell Wilson's rookie year. Yeah.
I think I remember that game. Seahawks won.
We didn't know Russell Wilson was good yet.
But he started playing well.
He started playing well. It was a low-scoring game. Dallas, shockingly, was trash. And, beast mode, maybe not goal line, maybe 4 yards out, sealed the game late. Mm. And, yeah, bro, that stadium's that's a shoot. Mm. Like the loudness of that stadium is an absolute shoot. Yeah, it is very
speakers,
loud.
Speakers work well.
Really nice people too.
I bet they are. Look, I'm ready.
Beautiful view if you're on this side of the stadium. See the water out there? It's beautiful.
And then the other side is downtown Seattle, right? Like the view.
If you're on the other side, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did a great job with that stadium, for sure, for sure.
I'm going to try and pull up the picture of it, but hey, make sure if your tickets say obstructed view, you don't buy those ones.
Oh, no.
Oh, is this a Kyle Madsen special? Oh,
that's tough. No, that's pretty tough.
I think Kyle and Mr. Madsen might have moved because he had some, you know, some good pictures.
Yeah, they were hooked up. They were hooked up, but
yeah, that's a
Kyle's
tough.
Got to take the L for this one.
Yeah, that's a tough look. Jesse's going to pull up the picture for those that's that tough. Haven't seen it on Twitter yet. It's a tough look.
I saw that. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, it's, here's the video. Kyle Madsen's view for those at the listening on the radio. This it's really a bad like it almost feels just like a bad Kyle Madsen joke.
Hey Dad, let's go on the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. They're sitting behind a pillar that says section 217-218.
That is right in the middle of like home plate.
You can't
pitchers
see
mound.
Anything.
Anything.
Who in the hell is buying this seat right here?
Yeah, that's crazy. They got a seat right there. They got a seat.
Like, how could you even sell these seats? Just knock out that row right there of, you know, either ones or 16s, you know, whatever seat number it is. Just knock out that whole row. And, like, it's not perfect, but it's certainly better. That's greed.
That's tough, man. That's tough. Wow.
It's like sitting in Mount Davis. Have you guys ever sat there?
No, I haven't sat there, no.
I was in the upper deck at an A's game, and I looked up at Mount Davis. I said, I'll never go up there.
I sat up there. It's like it was pretty scary. I sat up there for the wild card game against the Rays. Horrible game. You can't see like the center field fence or anything like that. It's just a matter of, oh, he's jogging. He hit a home run.
Yeah, I've never sat there before.
That looks super high up.
Yeah.
Don't even have escalators, too, so you're just walking up there, just ramps, sheesh. Ramps.
What a terrible idea that was. That was an awful idea. Bad job by Al Davis.
Yeah, old school stadium looks way better in pictures.
Yeah.
I've only ever known the Mount Davis version.
I went to old school Coliseum, I think, like twice in my life when I was a young KC. But Mount Davis was just – I remember – the Raiders announcing they were coming back to Oakland. I was like, this is going to be dope. This is cool. And then just the idea of Mount Davis, like, oh, yeah, that's cool. They're going to add seats and suites and all this other stuff. It's cool. And then you actually see it. And then a couple years later, you see the view it's taken away. And all. I was like, oh, that's a terrible idea.
All right. Well, your big series is this weekend.
I'm ready.
See what kind of mood you're in come Monday.
Dodgers going down. Dodgers going down. Giants are going to go into Chavez Ravine. They're going to do what they do. I think they're coming out of there tied for first place. That means they took two out of three. They took two out of three. We're going to handle business. Starting tonight, Logan Webb, Rockland stand up, handling business. Did I tell you about the time I sat in the bleachers at Dodger Stadium and snatched the beach Dodgers ball fan. That they were tossing around?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I was in the left field bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of those stupid.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Dodgers jersey, hat?
No.
Oh.
No.
You're never going to escape the allegations.
It was Giants-Dodgers. Yeah, I'm going to go watch the Giants. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Jason Jones makes it seem like y'all just be group texting the Dodgers and all that
Jason
stuff.
Jason Jones sounds ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous. But they had that little stupid beach ball going out. Came over my way. Give me that. I'm watching a game. They booed me and, yeah.
What did you do with the beach ball after?
Did you have
threw it.
Good question. So it just to started
who?
Again.
Yeah.
You got that right? You snatched it, threw it, and it just started bouncing around again. Boy, you really took a stand with that one.
They were mad at me. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably just watched the game.
Did you have
bleach
on
is crazy.
Giants paraphernalia?
Absolutely. They knew what time it was. They knew who was getting that beach ball out of the air and shutting all that down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm lucky that's all that happened. Bleachers were
oh.
Bleachers were crazy.
Given you were in L.A.?
Yeah. Bleachers were crazy. I told you I was at the Brian Stowe game, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I was at the Brian Stowe game. there was energy in that ballpark.
Yeah, you told us that. That's
it. I didn't think that was gonna happen. I'm not saying I predicted that, but I was like, damn, energy kind of, it's kind of weird. Giants were first, you know, opening day since being champions in 2010, starting in LA. There were a lot of Giants fans there, and Dodger fans were not happy that there were a lot of Giants fans there celebrating. And it was just energy. I was like, oh, it's crazy. And then to hear what happened afterwards was like, wow, it actually went that far. That's crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.